The hustle and bustle of the holiday season is definitely upon us and is traditionally a chance for family and friends to spend precious time together. It may also allow time to reflect on memories, discuss your family farm operations, and even visit about plans in the future for sustaining your family farm. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. The Kansas producer's average age is 58, indicating there will be a major transfer of farm ownership throughout the next 20 years. To ensure the successful transition of farm ownership and management across generations, it is essential to have a contingency plan in case the what-if situations happen, such as an unexpected injury or passing. Developing and communicating these plans to family members can be a challenge. However, the reward of sustaining the well-being of your family is worth the effort. It is important to regularly discuss farm succession and estate planning with your parents, children, grandchildren, and other appropriate stakeholders. So, when do I need to start working on my farm contingency plan? The family farm is a vital aspect of American industry and significant contributor to the economy. But maintaining a thriving farm operation is no small task, given the level of financial commitment, opportunity, and risk associated with agriculture and agribusiness. Few family farming operations survive an unexpected change to the management ownership of their farming business, as well as a family crisis situation, and still remain profitable. So the answer to the question on when to start planning? As soon as possible, even if it is several years in the future. The simple goal is to make family communications about the future of the farm easier, more satisfying, and more effective for family members of all ages. A greater understanding of the role of communication in farm transition planning can help farm families to develop workable contingency plans that result in productive family businesses while maintaining family relationships. Did you know that K-State Research and Extension has a program called the Kansas Agriculture Mediation Services, or also known as CAMS, that has been available to farm families for over 25 years to help with agricultural legal matters and your financial questions, including farm succession? CAMS connects producers with the right resources for any of your ag-related issues or concerns. The initial contact is with a toll-free number at 1-800-321-3276 or 1-800-321-FARM, F-A-R-M. From this contact, the staff will direct your questions and inquiries to the most appropriate specialist depending on your situation. Email can also be used with cams@ksu.edu, and their website is www.ksre.ksu.edu/cams, K-A-M-S. K-State Research and Extension also has several excellent publications available on our Ag Manager website under the Business Planning section in helping farm families start the process of transition planning. One such publication is the 12 Steps to Keep the Family Farming. This KSU publication is available either online or at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. Be sure and mark your calendars for an upcoming educational program, Farm Commodities and Transitions, scheduled for Wednesday, January 4th at the Smith Center High School, starting at 6 p.m. with supper. There is no cost. However, registration is requested by Wednesday, December 28th, online at our Post Rock Extension District website at www.postrock.ksu.edu or by calling the People's Bank in Smith Center at 785-282-6682. Thanks to the People's Bank for bringing this event to North Central Kansas. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.